I'm Mark Bayshore. There are summer camps going on all over Michigan, but one in East Lansing doesn't involve any tents or mosquito spray. Current State's Brooke Allen says this one involves a lot of singing and dancing at the Wharton Center.
Wharton Center's Take It From the Top is in its seventh year teaching kids to sing, dance, and act, but that isn't all. Paul Kanan is a Broadway veteran and the executive director of Take It From the Top. Paul says the camp is composed of everything he wishes he knew when he was starting out.
I think I never had something like this. I knew what I wanted to do, but I didn't know how to get there. And I never had something, I never had mentors kind of teaching me how to, the road to Broadway, to sing and dance and act. And is there a paycheck in there? Like, what's the living like? And there just wasn't a lot of how-to, you know, stuff. So I was like, I've done this now for like 15 years professionally. I should be reaching out and helping a younger generation. And even if they don't go into it professionally, I think arts education in today's world is important for confidence and public speaking and just your life in general. I think it makes better human beings that are richer in spirit.
So let me ask you this. As far as, you know, they always say, obviously you're doing, so this doesn't apply to you, but the people who always say, oh, well, if you, you know, obviously if you can't do it, you teach.
Yeah.
What do you think of that?
Well, we're all still doing. Like, all the faculty I bring are literally, like, Courtney Wolfson, who's with us, she left Kinky Boots two nights ago, was her last night. Curtis is going into SpongeBob that's coming to Broadway. So we're all still working in the business. Most of my people are not really given up quite yet, including me. I mean, I kind of take time off. I do this with my summers, but I'm still working in New York professionally a lot.
So what do you say to the older actor out there? I mean, these are kids.
Yeah.
They're young. So what do you say to the older actor out there who may be discouraged and just say, you know what, I'm giving up? What do you say to them?
I mean, it's individual paths. There's people who, I don't think there's a giving up. I just think there's doing other. And if you're a happy person, hopefully you'll be happy doing something else. And if you're an unhappy person, I would say try to do something that makes you happy. But it's a passion-driven, dream-based career. And it doesn't always work out for everybody. Not everyone gets to do the same thing, which is why I say you don't have to be in New York to be happy performing. You can do community theater. You can be a good audience member. You can teach. Like, there's the same fulfilling artistic expression in a lot of different ways. I think people hold this standard of, like, New York and Broadway and movies and film and television. Like, I'm not going to be happy till I get there. But the truth is, art is everywhere. So I say enjoy it wherever you can.
So for the kid who has no confidence and the parent who might be saying, you know what, I have to sign them up for baseball or soccer or something like that, but the kid really wants to do acting or ballet, and it might be a boy. What do you say to that?
Let them do what they want to do. I mean, kids will tell you pretty much what they want to do. I think it's more destructive to push a child in a direction they don't want to go, that you want them to go in, than listen to what they really want to do. I mean, especially if it's a boy that wants to dance and sing, I would like feel that out, see where it goes. And, you know, there's plenty of different careers in this, in the business of the arts. There's management, there's all these different types of things, which is what we introduce as well. We kind of do beginning level stuff and we do kind of professional development stuff. I bring out casting directors and we talk about headshots, resumes, college. Once if you really want to go into this, you can learn about what it, how it works. And if you don't, you have fun here for the week and you perform in the show and it's a good time.
So what do you hear when kids are leaving the program at the end of the showcase? What's the most resounding thing you hear them say?
They're going to miss me the most. No, it's funny. They're quiet at the beginning. They're all like a little nervous about how it's going to go. And by the end, we can't get them to shut up because they're just excited and loud. And we've given them so many things to chew on, dance-wise and singing-wise and acting-wise. And, I mean, you can hear them in the background. They're a bunch of crazies. But I hope they go back to that. We're not here to say, do something different than what your teachers and your arts programs are already telling you. We're here to add on to their experience in life in general, but also their kind of journey with art. So hopefully they learn something and take a risk, a positive risk. If they don't dance a lot, hopefully they're learning something about dance. If they don't sing a lot, hopefully they're gaining confidence, getting in front of people to sing. And they can take that back to their school or their sports program or their family or their community or their church or, you know, wherever they're getting in front of people and being a person, I hope they can do it with a little more confidence.
So what does it do for you as a person and as an artist?
Well, That's a good question, because when you do 8 shows a week on Broadway, which I've done for the last 15 years, it gets a little dull and boring, and you do the exact same thing every single night. I was in Kinky Boots for 3 years, 8 shows a week. I was in Legally Blonde for 2 years. So when it's so refreshing for me to come work with all these different material, different kids at different stages of life. They have so much more passion, I think, than a lot of people that have been doing this for a long time professionally, honestly. So it's really refreshing. We sit down and talk about them at the end of the day, all of my faculty, and everyone has an inspiring story. We laugh together about it. So it's a huge reboot for us artistically, I think, because they inspire us. Like, I'm not here to say I'm better than you. Like, we're actually doing this together because I was you. When I was a kid, all I wanted to do was perform and be on stage. So I relate to that kid that wants to do that.
This is 12-year-old Isabella's third year attending Take It From the Top, and she has every intention of making it her career. But if she were on Broadway today, she knows exactly what role she would like to play.
If I was on Broadway right now, I would want to be on Matilda. If I was older, then I would want to be on Kinky Boots, and I really love Matilda, too.
Yeah. So when you were younger, did you always want to be an actress, or is this something that has always just started?
Ever since I was 5, I knew what I wanted to be.
And how about your parents? Are they supportive?
They're very supportive. They do everything they can to help me improve with my dancing, my acting, and my singing.
How tough do you think it is to be a professional actor?
It's pretty hard because you have to put a lot of work and time into it, and you have to make sure that you're really passionate about it.
Isabella went on to tell me that she plans to move to New York City when she turns 18, attend college, and go on many auditions. And along with auditioning, she says she will probably wait on many tables, but that she won't mind because, after all, isn't that how many of the greats got their starts? The preteen and teen recital is at 7 o'clock tonight. The advanced and junior advanced recital is Saturday at 1 o'clock. For Current State, I'm Brooke Allen.
I want to fly.
And we'll remind everybody that Wharton Center is an underwriter of WKAR Radio.